So thank you so much for coming today. I'm really excited to share this book with you because you are the very first audience to hear this book. This book just was published on Tuesday. I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to share it with you. Yeah, those are my other books. So they might have this book in the library, but you're welcome to look at it now. So this is Hound Won't Go, based on my dog and his stubbornness. So if you want to look at it, you can do that during this. And then this was my first one, 16 Words, William Carlos Williams and the Red Wheelbarrow. And I wrote a book about women artists. It's called Discover Her Art. 24 women artists who sometimes people seem to forget about, but they were really famous in their time. So my latest book is Beautiful Noise, The Music of John Cage. And John Cage, the composer, was someone who believed that all sounds, so listen for just a second, all these sounds that you hear right now are music. And we'll be making some music a little bit later on. The illustrator is Il Sung Na, who created in this book a glossary, like a dictionary for the book, of all the sounds that I used in my words. And so whenever I share a book, I like to look at the end papers first because they're really important. They're there for a reason. And so he made sound pictures, pictures of sounds for every sound. So this is a bassoon. And then in his illustrations, he uses all of these. All those sounds. And he decided to create a picture of a sound. Like, how do you, he said, how do I make a book? How do I make pictures of sounds? And this was what he came up with. And I think it's gorgeous. Okay. What is a refrigerator doing on the title page? Does a refrigerator make sound? Yeah, okay. Do you have any favorite sounds? Who has a favorite sound they want to share? Mine is my dog howling. Ooh, ooh, that's what he does. Who has a favorite sound? Anyone? Like, who has a favorite? What's your favorite sound? You're kidding me, howling, and because she loves you. Yeah, it's adorable. Any other favorite sounds? Any sounds you don't like? Okay. Any sounds you don't like? Anyone? What? Jackhammers, okay. Well, John Cage loved them, I think. I'm pretty sure. So they're pigeons, there's a shell, he used shells in his music, he filled them with water and he tilted them and to make sound, just everyday objects. And so I handed out some everyday objects and we'll hand out some more in a minute. So this starts with a quotation from John Cage that says, "I don't understand why people are frightened of new ideas. I'm frightened of the old ones." So he was experimental, innovative, and fearless, even though he at once said, "Everything I have tried has failed." He kept going. So I think this book is about mindfulness, it's about perseverance, it's about kindness, and doing what you think is right. So what if all the sounds you heard, what if all the sounds you heard, a garbage truck screeching, feet skipping, pigeons scattering, cats hissing. Can you make a hissing sound? Does your cat ever hiss? Children giggling. Can we giggle? Who can giggle? Children, thank you. Good job. Balls bouncing, bump, 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 bump. Dog tags clinking. Can anyone clink? Can you clink? Good job. Okay. Taxis vrooming. Sounded to you like music. then you'd be like John Cage. Look at what Il Sung Na did in this picture, right? Here we have this like kind of gray, muted landscape, and then what happens when we introduce sound? Wow, it's so cool. What if, instead of musical notes, you sometimes drew curlicues and dots and more curlicues and squiggles? You can do that, right? You can. And asked musicians to play them like notes with whatever instruments they wanted. Can you play yours? Play your instrument, the one I gave you. Yeah. And they did. Then you'd be like John Cage. What if you wished a piano could sound like a whole orchestra? So you stuck erasers. Who has a piano? Don't try this at home without permission. Erasers and bolts and screws between and under its strings, and made music no one had ever heard before. Then you'd be like John Cage. What if you composed a piece of piano music, ta-da, without any notes? Without any notes. And invited people to a barn to hear it. And for exactly 4 minutes and 33 seconds, the pianist sat at his piano, but did not strike a single key. And the only sounds were the sound of the wind. Can you make the sound of the wind? And rain. Can we make rain sound? It's a little harder. Good, yeah. But, and people grumbling. Can you grumble? Grumble, grumble. Why are we sitting here with no music? People grumbling that they didn't hear music, but you did? Then you'd be like, who would you be like? John Cage. What if you held another concert, and when the harpist plucked her harp, and the timpanist struck his drums, and the horn players blew their horns? Can you make the sound of horns blowing? You can do it. You can do it. Right? And the violinists bowed their violins, and while all the musicians really did play their instruments, you turn their microphones on and off, on and off, and on and off. Then you'd be like, who would you be like? John Cage. How would you feel if you were a musician and that happened to you? Any musicians here? You're actually all musicians. Okay. What if people stormed out of those concerts and said, your music wasn't music, but you still believed it was? What if you believed it so strongly that you held still another concert with blenders? You ever make a smoothie? The blender? And juicers and washing machines? All whirring and spinning and splashing and swishing on stage as 1,000-watt lights zapped and sizzled? Would that be loud? Yeah. And what if you concentrated so hard during that concert that you didn't notice whether people were laughing or clapping, or even if your pants were catching on fire? But you did notice the sound of this new music. Like this. Yeah. His pants really did catch on fire. They were smoking. And he said, someone said, John, your pants are catching on fire. And he said, isn't that marvelous? What if you knew that this music was unique, that this music was important, and that any noise could be beautiful? And you knew that by loving all sounds, except, okay, there was one sound he didn't like, and it was the refrigerator's but you were trying to love that too. And sharing them made the world more joyful. Then you would be like John Cage. Yet, you don't have to bang on a bathtub, which he did, or brush cactus spines with a feather, which he also did, or blow a seashell like a trumpet, or do any of the things he did, except for one. To be like John Cage. To be like John Cage. What do you think? The only thing you have to do, what do you think? Is listen. And here is a picture of John Cage inserting screws into his piano. That's what it looked like. Would you do that with your piano? He made entirely new sounds that way. And there's actually a John Cage app. It's free, and you can make music, your own music, and record it with that app. I think you need to try it. Would you do that? Your piano? No? Why not? Okay. So let's just listen again and see if what we hear is music right now. Let's think. We're going to listen for 5 seconds. You ready? What did you hear? What did you hear in those 5 seconds? What did you hear? Kids talking, which is very musical and lovely, right? Because kids are happy. They're looking at books and having a great time. Anything else? Any clicking sounds from the computer? A little music there? Do you hear it? Yeah. So if you take the time to listen, you can hear music all around you. So we're going to practice listening and making music with all sorts of things. I will need these things back, unfortunately. We're going to play them in a minute, okay? And then would you like? These are just everyday things that I had around my house. Buttons and some buttons. And there's a little thing. And there is a little, what do we have here? We can play these things sometimes with a, who needs one? Who else needs an instrument? Want one? We can all play. Want one? Do you like an instrument? Do you like one? And, oh, I have some bells. You want some bells? We have a triangle. Want one? Would you like some? Would you like an instrument? This is, oh, I like this one. Would you like that one? Or would you like this one? Okay. Would you like one? Okay. All right, so we're going to try something. You ready? We're going to make music like John Cage. Would you like an instrument? Oh, this is a really good percussion one. Okay. And, oh, you have one. Okay. Everyone have one? Who wants one? Okay, great. All right, so here's what we're going to do. This side of the room, when I say go, You're going to play your instrument for 3 seconds on and then off for 3 seconds, okay? And this side of the room is going to play their instrument for 4 seconds on and then 4 seconds off. And we'll do it until, and we'll see what it sounds like. You ready? Okay, 3 seconds on. 4 seconds, go. Everybody, play it loud. Okay, 3 seconds on, 3 seconds off, 4 seconds on, 4 seconds off. Okay. Did that sound like music? Yeah. Okay. So let's switch it up. Do you want to switch instruments with somebody? See if what it's like to play a different one? That's a fun one, too. Anyone want this one? I like this one. Try it out. I'll switch with you. Okay. So now let's do 5 seconds on, 5 seconds off, and 4 seconds on, 4 seconds off. You ready? Okay, so let's go. Five seconds on, start first, go. 4 seconds, go. Go, go, go. 5 seconds on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep going. 5 seconds off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is something you can make at home. These are sound jars that I just put paper clips, ribbon, paper, buttons, and they're sort of fun. You can make your own. Any questions about my book? Oh, did I tell you everything? I told you about Il-Sung Na and how he created those pictures. One thing in my activity kit is you can make your own sound pictures. You can write down your favorite sounds, like your cat hissing. Then you can think of what that might look like in a picture. What would the hissing look like? That would be really fun to try. And you know, the other thing is, just like all sounds are music, anything you make is creative, anything you do. So there's no wrong way to do anything, any of these activities in here, because they express your creativity. And I think that's a really important thing to think about. When you make something, you've made it. You made it, and that's the important thing, that you made something. Okay. So, now who's a musician in this group now? Who's a musician now in this group? Everybody. Raise your hand if you're a musician. We just made music, everybody. Right? All right. Good job. So, did you have any questions about the book? I can read one more. I can read. How much time do we have? Okay. Would you like to read Hound Won't Go? Where is Hound? Thank you. Would you like to read this one? So my hound, this hound was really a loud hound. But the thing about this dog, I would take him for a walk. And if he didn't want to go the way I wanted to go, he would just plop down in the street and stop. And he weighed 95 pounds, so I could not pick him up. And we called it the plop of doom. The plop of doom, because I just had to wait until he was ready to go. And that taught me a lot about patience. And I knew that I loved him so much, I had to understand that he had something in mind. He wasn't trying to be stubborn. So have you ever not wanted to go somewhere with your folks? Or no? You do everything perfectly, right? You get up and go and you're all ready to go. I was not like that. Sometimes it was reading, right? Or there was something I wanted to do. But I couldn't tell. My hound couldn't tell me what he wanted to do. So Hound Won't Go, illustrations by Meg Ishihara. And the end papers. Remember the end papers in the other book? Look at these. These are all the versions of Hound you're going to encounter in this book. So you can see all the different emotions that Hound is feeling in this book. Ready? Okay, so let's look at the title page, because on the title page you'll get a clue. What is Hound doing? What is Hound doing right here? What is he doing? He's sniffing. We gotta make the sounds right there with this book. He is sniffing and he's going off the page. That means we wanna go read the book and find out what's gonna happen on the next page. And here we go, light flashes. Hound dashes. Nosy hound sniffs ground. Finds a spot he likes a lot. What's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen? Oh, you do? You think so? You think I would let that happen in a book? Most books end it happy, right? So, but what is it called? Hound won't go. Uh-oh. Hound won't go. Hound stops. Hound plops. Light switches. Hound itches. Traffic delay. Hound's in the way. Time to go. Hound says. What does he say? What do you think he says? Oh, sure, Mom, I'll go. He says, no! Drivers frown. Hound lies down. He stays there. Try a treat. Hound won't eat. Tug the rope. Hound says, what does he say? Sure, Mom, he says, nope, good job. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, there's music in this book, right? People stare, horns blare. Does Hound care? Does he? No. No. Hound won't go. Hound naps. Who can make a snoring sound? Anybody? Good job, good job. Then thunder claps, crash, boom, whoosh, off Hound goes. Ears flapping, no more napping, splashing feet pound the street. Hound goes and goes and goes. Pushes door, skids on floor. Hound drips, hound slips. Shakes a while, makes me smile. Finds my bed, rests his head. Rain puddles, hound cuddles. Hound, don't go. Thank you so much. This was so fun to talk with you and read to you. I love being here today. Thank you for having me. All right. Oh, yes. Yep, I'm going to be signing books right outside, thanks to Porter Square Books. Thank you. You can just pop them right in here. And I hope that you liked my books and that you will read them again and again.
I'll read them forever.
Thank you. Read them forever. I love that. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed making some music with me. Thank you. This was so fun. Thank you. Oh, yeah, there are more and more wonderful authors.
Was this one yours?
Yes, it was. Thank you so much. Yep, it's an instrument.